Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Bite Size English. And today we're covering the topic of smoking. Now, smoking is very popular throughout the world, so it's definitely something that we need to be able to talk about in English, even if you yourself do not smoke. So today what we're going to do is we're going to go through all of the vocabulary that we'll be talking about today. And then as I go through the episode, please remember to listen for the different vocabulary words and see how I use them in different ways. Okay, so the vocabulary for today will be the words cigarette, tobacco, cigar, pipe, smoking, butts, secondhand smoke, and then inhale, addicted to, quit, cold turkey, and wean off. So these are the vocabulary words that we will be covering today, so please do remember to listen for them. To start off, most smokers around the world smoke cigarettes. Cigarettes are the most available method of smoking. They come in usually a packet of 10 to 20, and they have a white long part filled with tobacco, a leaf that people smoke that's been dried and treated, as well as the very bottom, which is usually a brownish color, but sometimes it can be blue or green or however the cigarette maker makes it, which we call the butt. It's called a filter that helps filter out some of the smoke that people smoke in, but the very end after they finish the cigarette are called butts, and usually you'll find them as litter all over the place, or they'll put them in the garbage if they're more responsible. But we call these cigarette butts. Next, the next thing that people smoke are cigars. Cigars are longer and usually much, much thicker and wrapped in a brown paper with no filter at the end. And it's usually a very tightly wrapped item with tobacco in it. Now, the difference with cigars and cigarettes, cigar smokers usually do it in a room as a social thing, with drinking usually alcohol with it as well, and they don't inhale the smoke all the way into their lungs. They keep the smoke in their mouth to taste the smoke, and then they breathe out the smoke. They push it out of their mouth. So it never goes down their throat, and it never goes into their lungs. It simply stays in their mouth just to taste it, and then they breathe it back out again. So it's usually accompanied with whiskey or some other sort of alcohol, rather than as a day-to-day experience like cigarettes are. We also have pipes. Pipes are a bit of an old way to smoke tobacco. So a pipe is a device that at the very front there's a small bowl in order to put the tobacco in, and then you light the tobacco and you breathe the tobacco through a tube into your mouth, and that's the old way of smoking. So you could have the same pipe to smoke tobacco over and over and over again. So those are the various ways that people do smoke, tobacco specifically. We also have other things that people smoke. There are some drugs that people do smoke as well, which we won't cover today in any great detail, mostly because it's usually very illegal in lots of parts of the world, so it's not a good idea to come down on one side or the other on different things that people smoke as well as tobacco. Now, there are a few problems that we do experience with cigarettes usually. Cigars and pipes are not as much of a problem because they're not as widespread, meaning that they're not as used as cigarettes are around the world. So we don't really find lots of rules around pipes and cigars as much as we find rules around cigarettes. Cigars, people usually smoke in their home, or they might smoke at a cigar bar. So they're a little bit more contained. They're further away from day-to-day people. Whereas cigarettes, because of how common they are more of a problem for other people or for the people that smoke the cigarettes. So one of the main problems we have with cigarettes is what we call secondhand smoke, which means that if I'm smoking a cigarette, which I don't smoke, but let's just pretend that I do for this example. If I'm smoking a cigarette and the person sitting next to me is breathing in the smoke, inhaling the smoke that I'm smoking off of my cigarette, that person is breathing in what we call secondhand smoke. So they are not trying to smoke, but they are breathing in the same chemicals I am, which is a major problem because, of course, cigarettes are very unhealthy. So cigarettes are considered a leading cause of what we call lung cancer, what people develop in their lungs where they filter the oxygen inside their body. They develop a cancer that can be very dangerous later in life. But the problem, of course, one of the major problems with cigarettes is that many people that smoke are in fact addicted to cigarettes. So we use this word addicted to mean they have to have cigarettes or their body will start to feel unwell, or their psychology, their mental state will start to feel unwell. So I've known cigarette smokers in the past, in my family and friends as well, and many of them were addicted to smoking or are currently addicted to smoking, and they need to have cigarettes in order to function, in order to live their life as healthy as they can. Because people get so addicted to smoking, it is very difficult to quit smoking. So we use the word quit smoking as if you would quit a job, because it's a very difficult thing to do. If I said stop smoking, it makes it sound much easier to stop smoking. I have smoked before in the past, and I have never been addicted to smoking, so I simply just say, oh, I'm not going to smoke anymore, so I can stop smoking. But other people that smoke more frequently than I ever have are addicted to smoking. So we have a few ways that there are a few methods people try to quit smoking. One of the common ways is what we called cold turkey. Cold as in it's feeling cold outside, and turkey as in the bird or the country. So cold turkey means to just stop, to simply not smoke anymore, and let your body go through a short period or maybe a long period of feeling very unwell, headaches, sometimes fever, or feeling weak. They'll have a period of time where they're feeling very unwell, but on the other side, their body will stop being addicted to the cigarettes, and they'll be able to quit at that point. This is a very difficult thing to do, though, and many people don't find success trying to go cold turkey. Another common way people try to stop smoking is they like to wean off cigarettes. So when we wean something off, it means we give your body, or we give somebody, less of something than they usually have in order to try to stop their dependency on that thing. So in the example of cigarettes, if I'm going to wean off cigarettes, if I have 5 cigarettes a day, which isn't very many to be honest, but let's just say that's the case. If I have 5 a day, maybe for a week I will only have 4 a day, or maybe I'll have 3 a day, and I'll try to make that number smaller and smaller, so I become less dependent on smoking a large number of cigarettes and I can smoke less and less. We usually use the word wean off for cigarettes, but we can use it for other examples as well. For example, as children start to grow, babies start to get turned into toddlers and children, they need to wean off certain things. So we like to say he's weaning off of baby food. So now he's starting to eat more solid food. Or we can say he's weaning off of certain habits that he has. So we're trying to stop him eating so much sugar, for example. So that child can only eat this much sugar, and now we try to give him less sugar every day. So that's how we use the word wean off. Okay, well, that pretty much covers it for today. For discussion, try to find someone that you know that smokes. Talk to them about their habit. See how they feel about it, if they've ever decided to try and quit. If they tried to quit, how did they do it? Did they try to go cold turkey, or did they try to wean off, or did they try to use some sort of gum or other sort of device to try and limit how much they smoke? And of course, I'm always happy to answer questions or hear your comments. Just send me an email to bitesizedenglish@gmail.com, or shoot me at Twitter at bitesized ENG pod, and I'll be happy to help you with that and answer your questions there. And until next time, see you later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.